And returning from our mini break, we've looked at obstacle courses and slides from J. Great Entertainment and the prices that's been offered to us. And I personally like the idea. I think it would be something that we could start and do every year. And it could maybe grow from this year on out. That's my consensus on that thought. Joe, you got anything to say about it?
No, I think it's a great thing to do, and I think we get a big bang out of that buck that we spend there, and it's all a good program. I'd like to see it happen.
Yeah. Let me ask the other question. You're going back to the concern about downtown and Lay's Building. Lay's Building normally fills this parking lot up.
Right.
And you're going to have a lot of people attending this, which is probably going to fill this parking lot up. So instead of doing it like on the 29th, why not do it on Saturday on the 30th?
Youth football has got a major event planned on the 30th.
What time does it start?
I'm not real sure. 6 o'clock for part of it, I know. They've been doing it every year on the Saturday.
What about the following Saturday on the 6th of August?
School starts on the 4th.
Gives them a nice little time to go back to. My concern is the Lay's Building.
Well,
the Lay's Building brings people in from all over the place. You know, Lay's Building is growing and growing and growing. Thanks to the good job that everybody does there. And, if they don't have a problem with it, I don't have a problem.
Well, he talked to Debbie, and Debbie didn't seem to think there would be any problem. And we can advertise about the grass parking lot there across from Public Works and work from that. And if they're closing Front Street off, that'll open this parking lot up a little because, well, he's wanting food vendors too, so. And that might even, I don't know, help everybody. Just this section.
From the corner to the corner?
Yeah. Front of that High Street to Grand.
Yeah.
But he did call Debbie.
Okay. I would suggest use, if you're going to do it, to do two inflatables. It works great for Guest River Rally. They've never gone with four or two. Always works great. I think if you start adding more than that, you're getting a lot of space that's eaten up.
Right.
I don't have a problem with doing two.
Two and then letting David do the DJ for 200.
I don't have a problem with that.
All right. So, yes, I will make a motion that we do a back-to-school bash on July the 29th and with the expense of $700, getting two inflatables, a dunk tank, and a DJ.
Was that total price?
Mm-hmm. $700. No. It's $500 for... Oh.
What's the building you're talking about?
Let me find it again. People talk too much.
What time does it start?
Two inflatables of our choice, $500, and the dunk tank. And then David said he would DJ for $200.
Yeah,
$700.
Okay.
So I make a motion that we do the two and dunk tank for five, David Osborne for $200 for a total of $700 for a back to school bash on July 29th. And that is in the form of a motion. Got a second? Is this when I ask if anybody has any comments or concerns to talk about? I think we've done beat it to death. But anyway, if not, then we'll move on. All in favor?
What time starts?
He hasn't given me a time. We're still in the planning phase.
Okay.
You hang out long enough.
Well, if you're in the short way, don't plan it.
Just one second and I'll get a time. So now I'll amend that motion to add a timeframe to it.
Yes, we got no way to close the road.
Yeah. I'm going to think that he'll say 6 o'clock, but I'm not sure. I don't think he had ever told me a time. Five to nine.
We'll give us enough.
Okay.
So we'll close the road around about 4 in the city.
Give him enough time to set up the inflatables, yeah. All right.
What are you going to set them up?
I have a feeling that he's going to talk to the fire department and have them clean the street really good so they can put the inflatables here on
there.
Yeah. And then he's going to use the parking lot for food trucks and the DJ on the stage. Well, so 5 to 9, $700, July the 29th, as a motion. And you seconded that?
Indeed.
All in favor?
Aye.
And we will be having a bash. I hope this will be our first annual and we just keep going.
Well, I know we beat this to death, but I am too... wanting to make sure that everything works good with the Lays bunch.
I'll go back and talk to Debbie myself, but he said he talked to her, so.
Because I don't want to interfere with that outfit at all.
And they usually fill this parking lot on this side.
Have a problem here, right?
And this way, and they can park in the grass back there.
Yes.
So.
You might check with her and see who the group is that they have, because they have a couple of groups that actually bring in a whole lot more people.
They do. And then have the street closed from High to Grand, and like Jeff said, about 4 o'clock, 4 to 9.
4 to 9?
But the bash is from 5 to 9, so.
Street closed.
Yeah. And so that's a go. And then moving right on to old business, the resolution for the USDA grant funding for the purchase of the police vehicles. I don't have a clue.
He's out there on the porch talking.
Do you want me to holler at him? Mr. Brooks, come to the principal's office.
I don't know if he can hear you.
USDA grant funding for the purchase of the police vehicles.
Right now, I got in touch with Robert Hilt, which is the, I don't know what his proper title is, but he's the one that we have to send everything to. He is submitting everything up to his state level. He says the application that they, and then again, I don't fill nothing out. I have not signed one sheet of paper on this. He does all this. And I actually emailed him after our last council meeting when Devontae accused me of not, he can't believe that they could do a grant and nobody turned paper. Well, I put that in an email to Mr. Hull, Hill. And he said that towns, they go through this and they were completely unaware and can't believe how easy it is to submit this. So, I've not done anything on this, okay? Mr. Hill has done the paperwork and they are submitted to his higher echelon, which he feels that we have a very, very, very good chance of getting the two $50,000 grants, one for Public Works, one for the Police Department. And with $70,000 applied for the Police Department and $125,000 for the Public Works, and he's trying to work at the board, the differences be our
contribution
to the grant. What do we call it? Our
in match.
In kind match. Matching or something.
It just seemed so complicated last time we did that.
I don't know. Of course, that's
of course things may have changed, but
yeah, of course, you know who was here when we did the first grant.
Yeah. Well, we pretty much had to do it ourselves.
But it's amazing how
now don't talk bad about people.
We're not talking bad about
it. I didn't mean to. Who what?
It's not bad if you're doing the truth.
The truth will set you free.
But it's pretty phenomenal how, I don't want to say it feels simple, because I had to give him a lot of verbal information. But he's doing the whole thing, and once it's approved and they get everything completed, the contract drawn up, and then we will get the paperwork, and then we'll go from there.
Okay. So this is basically A and B combined, the discussion?
Yes, it can be.
So we'll combine that A and B because they're both the same thing.
Since I just spoke of it.
Yeah, you done added them together. So okay. So with the Police Department, we're looking at three vehicles.
Two from the grant.
Two from the grant, one from the town.
Total 70.
Yeah. Yeah. And us buying one out.
Yeah. Yep, totally
then
free.
We'll have to pay for the upfitting also.
Do what?
The upfitting of the cars.
Right.
And what we're getting will be the base unit prices.
But the radio equipment and stuff like that should be transferred.
Yes. All the radio
cameras and all that, so that's a
okay.
Because of lights and wires.
Since I was out with COVID when you guys voted on this thing, what are we getting?
Well, I'm looking to get Explorers.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what we're looking at. This will be the easiest thing available.
And on the grant, we two Explorers, and then the towns in the town purchasing from ourselves, and then a backhoe for Public Works.
Okay.
Which I think we're getting ready to have another service truck for the battle because the rear end is making all kinds of noise in it. Yeah. And we just heard that today.
Which vehicle?
The one that Randy Shannon drives.
The white truck with the two box.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hmm. Utility truck. Thinking of vehicles, just something I noticed. What are the vehicles that are parked at the Police Department back there that used to be ours, that is ours, and they're just sitting there?
Well, one of them belongs to me. One belongs to Ricky and their tag.
Okay. I was thinking I saw some town vehicles that were parked down in there.
We have them down there. That's what we're going to eventually put in auction.
That's what I was wondering when we were auctioning this stuff off.
I had to go to a ball game or something and let the police car down here, rode with my wife, and then drove my car back down here the next day. And when I went home that evening, I got to the police car and it's been parked there pretty much ever since.
So you went and drove to work and went.
I have two cars.
I need my silver car. I hardly ever drive.
Well, I'm sure she'd give you a ride to town.
Yes,
so you could park yours back at home.
But it's all downhill from your house.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was just wondering about the town vehicles that I saw back there the other day.
I'm not sure about that.
And that we need
I've
to.
I've had a couple people inquiring about the old ambulance because they want the chassis off of it.
Right, we need to set up and, like I said, that building down here that's got all those tools and stuff in it, all that stuff needs to be got out and got rid of.
As soon as we have the opportunity, we'll go through all that.
I know.
That's what I'm waiting for.
Well, your list should be short. I know it's long. But the longer that sits in there and rusts, the less money you're going to get out of it. And I know there's like cross-cut saws and planers and joiners and all kinds of stuff in there. So I know what's in there. And the bins that you use to keep all your parts in is down there. Lots of bins. So anyway. So on the resolutions for the two grants, we're just in the hold mode waiting on Mr. Hilt to get back to you.
Yes.
And I have no more questions on that.
Will those pass tonight?
No, they've already been passed. I'm just following up the questions that they asked me to ask.
Is this when I was gone too?
You were gone on COVID leave.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, we did all kinds of stuff when you was gone.
I know you did. I hear that there was some...
I actually told you we did.
I hear there was some, let's go ahead and vote on it because he's going to vote against me anyway.
No, that is not what we said. That's not in those minutes.
It's recorded. Somebody's wanting to table it, and I'm like, wait a minute, we're time restrained.
I did. I said we should table some of this because I don't like doing these big things without everybody in attendance. And they said, well, no, it's timely, and we have to do this.
Robert was pushing me to get all the stuff okay to give him the okay.
So, and that's in the minutes. That's in the minutes where I tried to do that. I did. I always did. Because I don't like doing those things when everybody's not here to talk. So anyway, that brings us to the closed session. Do we have any reason to go into closed session?
Nope.
All right. So I guess we're at council comments and concerns. Mr. Collins.
No comments.
Mr. Kaiser.
Shout out to Fire Department for July 4th. They did an absolutely fabulous job. Public Works did an absolutely fabulous job. I know they were down there at 11 o'clock cleaning up the place and back in there the next morning. You guys always do a great job. That's it.
Mr. Steele.
Well, I agree with you, Jeff. Everybody did a great job. Police department did a good job. I would like to get with you. I think maybe that's the next step. Me and you kind of making a little ride around town and looking at parking places and things and making a few little notes. And you telling me what needs to be addressed, and I will bring that back to the council for signage. We can't get it all done, but we'll get some of the...
We'll only discuss what y'all decide.
Well, absolutely. Yeah. But I appreciate everybody and their diligence in doing what they did.
And it's left up to me to finish it out. 4th of July was awesome. I think that it went over really well. I hate the lady that stepped off of the trailer and hurt herself. I hope she is doing well. I think the banners have been a fantastic hit and came in a timely time for us for July the 4th. And I think that we will have double that amount in November. There's quite a few been turned in. And we'll get them back out in November. I appreciate Jeff Livingston more than y'all know because I have made many phone calls to say I can't get the filters to run, please. And he has shown up timely and worked on it and helped us keep that pool running this summer. He's done a great job. And I appreciate all the people that came out tonight. I was surprised when I pulled in the parking lot. And I enjoyed having people at our meetings. I think it's important that the citizens come out and hear what's going on versus picking up rumors.
Yep.
And I appreciate the Cofield Progress for being here. I knew that's where you came from. So I'm good at that. I remember that. And I thank Mr. Will, and I'm sorry that's such a big stack of papers, but you know.
All right. We'll work through it.
And I think that that's something that needs to be handled through him. And I'm not a lawyer, so I can't do those things. So we are closing. I am through talking. I am done. Time clocks. Everybody remember, start doing your time clocks. Get that taken care of. Use them. Get your receipts turned in a timely fashion, all those wonderful things that keep the town hall running. And I appreciate each and every one of you, and I am ready to make a motion for adjournment.
Second.
Any discussion on that? Not hearing any? We are adjourned.